Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One o'clock, the final hour of Show and Vern. We've had a really good show today. I am your host, Ron the Show Hughley. Joshua Lamont Vern, you're is riding with us. Steve Serta is out today. Kramer has been holding it down. Fantastic job so far from Kramer. Remember, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm gonna bring you into my house last night. I was in the basement watching it. And as soon as the injury occurred, the first thing I yelled was, I'm not kidding, LDT, take your helmet off and get there before Rick. So that's the first thing. I saw LDT. I wanted 7-6 to take his helmet off, and I wanted him to go over there and get there before Rick. Anybody. I was so nervous when I saw him, and I just said,
I mean, do we know that LDT's even a good doctor? I think we're all kind of jumping to conclusions here.
I don't know if he's a good doctor, but I know what the alternative is. And by the way, good doctor, fantastic episode this past week coming back on Monday. I cannot wait. Sean, I don't want to give it away. Spoiler alert. But Sean is, I think he's going to get some coming up.
Is that about the autistic?
Yeah, he got him a girlfriend now,
that
man.
Does and not she's straight, look like dog. A good show.
She's straight, dog. I think he about to get it. I think so. It's
looks
close.
Like such a bad show.
They went from holding hands, eating popcorn together. They got kissed last week. Oh, okay, shucky ducky. Come on. Right, come on, Sean. I'm with you, baby. But no, that's the first thing I thought. I don't know what many of you all thought, but the first thing I said was, get over there. Larry. That's what I call him. Larry, get over there. Beat Rick over there. I mean, when
you're such a goof that doesn't surprise me. I don't know if I'm supposed to be surprised, but that
I'm dead serious.
The Ron the Show Hughley, I know that's something
I'm
I
not
would
kidding.
Expect.
Oh God, because I just turned my back when I knew Rick was over there. Just I feel like they say Pat turned down the card. I almost think Rick did.
Text line says LDT a good doctor. He's Canadian. That's barely a veterinarian here.
Once again, I know the alternative. The alternative is the guy that has players come up to him and tell him, hey, man, it feels like both my knees is giving me some trouble right now, Rick. Nah, you good? Go ahead. Keep on going.
I saw Rick in the building last night. Rick waving everybody in. Hey, come on in, Brittany. Hey, Mr. Mahomes, how you doing? Everybody come in here and get a piece. Hey, we spoke with Arrowhead Pride's Aaron Borgman earlier in today's show. And my concern was, because now we're seeing Ian Rappaport, even though Andy Reid says he hasn't gotten the MRI back yet, Ian Rappaport the MRI and says best case scenario has come to fruition. It looks like he'll miss at least 3 weeks. Sam Mellinger tweeting out 3 to 4 weeks. But his source stresses the necessity for a second opinion, everyone being very cautious. So it looks like you're going to miss Patrick Mahomes for 4 games, and then it's a bye week. So a cool 38 days off for Patrick Mahomes and that right knee, Patrick Mahomes and that left ankle. My concern is when he comes back, do I have to be nervous when watching Patrick Mahomes? Is there the possibility that kneecap dislocates again? And Eric Borgman says yes. Yes, that is a concern. I don't know if it's a high concern, but yes, it is possible. We've seen in all sports so many young stars see their careers ruined by rushing back, by maybe not even rushing back, but returning after allowing whatever the injury is to have months of rest. RG3 is the one that comes to mind first for most football fans. RG3 was a superstar, rushed back on a gimpy knee, and was never the same player again. Yeah. But that at least was Mike Shanahan trying to keep a job, trying to save face in Washington. My hope is, well, I know that Andy Reid and Brett Veach don't need to worry about their job security here. Andy Reid has to understand that his ticket to the Hall of Fame resides in the back pocket of Patrick Mahomes. He's the guy that's going to get him a Super Bowl title, and that Super Bowl title will get him enshrined in Canton. I have to believe that Andy Reid is going to do what's in the best interest of this franchise, and what's in the best interest of this franchise is properly taking care of Patrick Mahomes. You bring up Jamal Charles. This isn't Jamal. You weren't a real Super Bowl contender then. You've never been of Super Bowl contender you are right now, and you've never had a player like Patrick Mahomes. So all of the missteps by Rick Burkholder and Andy Reid in the past, all of them pale in comparison to Pat.
Oh, yeah.
I have to believe they'll do what's right.
I don't care if you were a Super Bowl contender. This dude is just different. Like I want to say this. I thought the best thing that I heard last night, and I have been carrying this thought process up until the Ian Rappaport report came out, was what Troy Aikman said last night on the field. He said, don't be encouraged and don't be discouraged by anything you see. Because we've seen that, right, where guys walk. I remember Darrell Revis walked off the field one time, and I thought, oh, well, maybe he's all right. No, he came back. Now he tore his ACL. Like, you've seen a lot of guys walk off that have significant injuries, even though they walk off. That's not always a sign. He said he had an offensive lineman finish a series with a torn ACL and kept on going. Now that we find out through the MRI that the best case scenario has come about, like, that's good. But that was the thing that I was going to come in and preach this morning. Like, don't be encouraged or discouraged by anything you saw, like Troy Aikman said, because you just don't know until you go and look at it. And now they've looked at it, we can breathe like a sigh. I think everybody, whether you're a Chiefs fan or not,
no doubt,
a football fan can breathe a sigh of relief to know that he's going to be all right and the best case scenario occurred with him.
So again, Ian Rappaport says at least 3 weeks. Sam Mellinger, the Kansas City Star, 3 to 4 weeks. I see the Associated Press.
Beautiful.
Cites a source. They say 4 to 6 weeks Patrick Mahomes will be out. We'll give you the last word. Always taking your thoughts on a day like this. 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610. We should switch gears and give credit to this defense who, man, listen to Anthony Hitchens after the game, courtesy of Chiefs.com. This, what he has to say about why they were able to stop the run last night, to me, really encapsulates what's been the issue the first 6 weeks and what we saw last night.
To be honest, it was just a mindset. We didn't change our calls. We didn't put in something fancy or anything like that, which is good for us because we know we can do it. It's positive. It was a mindset. Leaders stood up in front of the group and just told them, like, we're tired of this. We got too many good players on defense to not be great. And it was just a mindset. And we came in with a mindset, and we just got to keep it the rest of the season.
Yeah, they played with a different kind of energy that also was spearheaded by an aggressive mindset from their defensive coordinator.
He was the star of last night's game. And to me, would have been the biggest story of the game had the obvious not occurred.
Spags.
Steve Spagnuolo. Yeah. I'm going to take this right now after October 18th, not a one of you. Nobody better ever compare him to Bob Sutton or say he's as bad as Bob Sutton or he's just like Bob. Stop it. That right there, what you saw. I listen and I hear what Tony Hitchens is saying. I do believe, Vern, it started with a mindset. It started with a level of focus that they used. But anybody watching can see that he made adjustments. He did different things. Like, listen, I told you yesterday, I said, there's no panic with the Chiefs pass rush. It is now acceptance. Like, you just don't have one. And then with Chris Jones out, you definitely don't have one. And so he manufactured and said, I will create the pass rush. He said he made the linebackers the stars by blitzing the linebackers. He brought run blitzes. He did a lot of the pressure. I'd say 6 of the 8 sacks they got defensively, I believe, came from him drawing and scheming things up. He was special last night, like a special from a guy calling a defense that can be. He was out there and just got to a space where he said, all right, I've watched this team for 6 weeks. I understand more what I have. I think I can depend a little bit more on my back end. I'm going to not sit back anymore. I'm going to be proactive, and I'm going to dictate what's happening. I'm going to push the envelope. And he did it, and he dictated. He moved Reggie Ragland around. He moves the linebackers around. And when he set Darren Lee first, then he moved the linebackers around. He moved Frank around. He said they didn't do anything different. I don't know about you. I had never seen a linebacker, especially Reggie Ragland, basically line up as a defensive tackle on pass rushing downs. I've seen the NASCAR package where they've had defensive linemen. There were a lot of times where Reggie lined up as a pass rusher standing up in front of the guard and tackle or guard and center and was able to get home at times. So I think it started with an attitude, but it also started with, no more am I going to dictate. I know what I got. I feel more comfortable with what I got. Now I'm going to attack. And that's something different that Bob wouldn't adjust to. Bob would sit there and just keep doing the same thing over and over. I'm a man defense, and I don't care if it's Steve Nelson, Marcus Peters, if it's Lando Scandrick. I don't care. I'm just running man, Jack, and it never changed. Well, that didn't happen last night. Spags was the star of the game.
Yeah, and it seemed like that energy, that aggressiveness really permeated throughout that defensive huddle in that guys that even started sluggish early on continued to get better and better as the game went on. The aggressive style, the success that defense was having, I think helped build up a guy like Rashad Fenton, like Colin Saunders. I think you saw, namely those two, the young guys, the rookies, feel as if they could take chances, feel as if all they had to do was their job. You don't need to do anything extra because everyone else on the defensive side of things is flying around. Here's Reggie Ragland on why the pass rush was so effective.
Speak.
Here's Reggie, courtesy of the Kansas City Star.
We knew he'd hold the ball for a little minute, so the guys, we got a little clue for one of the linemen also. So ever since then, we were just going out there and just doing what we do. And we just doing what got us here in this situation and in this league, man. Just playing football and just having fun. That's the main thing about this. You can't do too much. Just have fun with it, and that's what we did tonight.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is reading too much into it, but he is right. It didn't look like guys were thinking or second-guessing themselves. It was pin your ears back and let's go eat. Getting after the quarterback from whatever position and top to bottom. Again, you're hard-pressed to find a defender that didn't pop out on the screen, that didn't bounce around on that field, that didn't bring a different kind of energy that I don't know if anyone outside of Tyrann Mathieu and
all
maybe a Damian Wilson early on in the season. Those are the only guys I've seen with that kind of energy. They all had it last night, and it showed up with holding that Broncos team in their building to 6 points.
Yep, the energy was helped also by their leader and the play caller.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Real quick from Twitter, Therese Paler of Yahoo Sports.
Yep.
He tweets out, Patrick Mahomes still needs to get a second opinion on his dislocated kneecap, but the results of the moved-up MRI have the Chiefs optimistic, a source confirms to Therese Paler. He also says that Chad Henne is a few weeks away, meaning the Chiefs could roll with what they have at quarterback for a bit.
And I think they will. Like I think right now you're talking about October, and I heard him on Fesco in the Morning this morning talking about, I mean, it's pretty hard to learn a playbook at this time and Andy Reid's playbook at this time for a team that just that has aspirations and wants to hold themselves afloat for over the next 3-4 weeks or however much time that Pat is out. I'll say this. You all can have your own opinion, which you will. I normally give Andy Reid the benefit of the doubt on offense because he has earned it. He has seemed to have been able to do it with no matter what the pieces or parts are, he's been able to do no matter the quarterback, no matter whatever. He can lose Jamal Charles for a season. He'll find a way. He's been able to do that. But in terms of if we put the timetable on what Therese was talking about earlier today on Fesco, and I agree, and that is, hey, the timetable being I wouldn't bring him back until the bye week. That then gives you, what'd you say, 38 days?
Yeah.
Four games missed, 5 weeks total before he would return. the thought would be you're sitting at 5-2. Man, if there is some way in hell against the Packers, Vikings, Titans, and the Chargers, if the Chiefs could go 2-2 to get themselves to 7-4, you feel really good about it. You feel really good about that, especially if one of those wins are against the Chargers, then you'd be unbeaten in the division. You'd feel really good about it. I'm just going to tell you, the way that this team is set up, they don't run them, and I'm not going to get, like, tricked by thinking more of what that was. That was a heck of a performance by the defense and the offensive line last night, but those teams aren't those four teams, except for maybe the Titans that we're speaking of. Denver isn't. Like I know this team isn't generally built to run the ball. This team isn't generally built to play the type of defense that you would need to hold through for me to be confident that even Andy Reid can push this team with Matt Moore as the quarterback to get them to that 2-2 spot. So some of you may disagree, but I'm not to a point where I am confident that I just say, well, Andy's got it with Matt Moore, that they'll be able to get to 2-2. It's just because the way this team has been set up, it's so Patrick Mahomes set up right now that I'm not totally sure that, hey, I feel good they'll be 2-2 after this.
Well, again, just go back to what you were talking about earlier. Just start stacking the most important players or the best players on this team. Number one, Pat, out. Number two, Chris Jones, out. Number three, Tyreek Hill. Okay, got to find a way to get him the ball. Travis Kelce, got to find a way to get him the ball. Are you confident that Matt Moore can get them the ball in the space that they need? And the answer is no, which means you're going to need guys like Frank Clark and Anthony Hitchens, Kendall Fuller to return, Bashaud Breeland. You're going to need to be at least in two games, again, Titans and Chargers, hopefully, you're going to need two games to be a defensive-led victory, like last night was, but you're going to have to do it against much better teams. The Chargers are better, and the Titans, in my opinion,
well, then you, but it's better. Just, but you're giving all these teams a full week now with Matt Moore. You're giving them a full week, and then you understand, like yesterday, like this isn't good. You rushed it for 27 times for 80 yards. Mm-hmm. Like, and LeSean McCoy made a couple of plays out of nowhere, and you hope that can improve. But the way this team is set up to think, all right, man, we can run the football to put enough points up and then stop people enough. That's just not how this team is set up. And even though Andy Reid has been the quarterback whisperer and been able to do almost anything with anybody, just the way that this team is set up, man, you know how different it would be if, like, you know, many people have complained, oh, we miss Kareem. If you had Kareem to hand it off with.
Sure.
You know, that's just something that's different. Just
you could have an identity. You don't have an identity without Patrick Mahomes because he is your son. Everything revolves around Patrick Mahomes. We'll give you the last word coming up in just a moment. 913-576-7610. I didn't want to do this, but I feel like we have to. The text line has.
Last word?
No. The text line has brought it up a few times, and I thought about just letting us get into the weekend, and maybe we would touch this on Monday. But Ron, you son of a bitch. For those of you that didn't catch yesterday's show, again, I was going to let this slide, but way too many people are hip to it on the text line.
Why'd you call me an SOB?
Because you are the purveyor of the show curse.
There is no show curse. Are you? Oh, you're going to put Mahomes on me? Oh, Andy Reid don't get this. Andy Reid don't get this? You're going to put this one on me. F that. Yo, you're the son of a bitch. Andy Reid gets
Listen, keep in mind, when Salvi fell down the stairs before opening day,
you're a real
that was around the show Hughley. Moments before, he was like, hey, I wonder what Salvi's going to look
that's
like on a losing team.
Said.
Boom, falls down the stairs.
That is not what I said.
J.R. Smith, remember when he forgot the score in that NBA Finals game?
So I'm playing for stupid people.
Ron said, tonight's the night for J.R. Smith. I remember a preseason game. You said not a single cornerback will be burned tonight. First play of the game, Tremont Smith gave up like an 80-yard touchdown. You went to the Chargers Thursday night game, and you said, if they lose this game, there's no way they lose this game, but if they do, I'll accept the show curse. You said there's no way they lose that game because they were putting Tony Gonzalez's name in the Ring of Honor. They were wearing red on red, and Eric Berry was returning. And then, of course, two defenders ran into each other in the end zone, and the Chargers walked away with that Thursday night victory. Here's Ron the Show Hughley yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
Yesterday on the program. Here, take a listen.
Barring an injury, to 15, a long-term injury in this game. After I took a deep breath, Vern, there is nothing that can happen. There is no outcome in the game tonight that can happen that will make me feel any different about this team and its opportunity to get to a Super Bowl.
So it started there. He wasn't done.
Pat will not win back-to-back MVPs, and I put the show stamp approval right on it.
Oh, good for you. So yesterday, you guarantee that Pat will not win the MVP, and you say the game doesn't matter unless Pat gets hurt. Well, I guess the show stamp of approval might get a win because he ain't winning the MVP if he's missing the next four games. And then
this is really
well cool. the one way in which the game matters actually happened. 15 goes down because his freaking kneecap became dislocated. So
this is really
no cool. Accept it.
No, not because Andy's being stupid.
But that's all a part of it.
It's not I make Andy stupid.
The show curse is so powerful.
Andy's been stupid before me.
Name something dumber than that play call yesterday.
T.O.?
Going to a Super Bowl with T.O. and then getting him to play on a broken leg in that Super Bowl? That
Continuing,
wasn't dumb.
Talking about why show. This is not me. Jayhawk Marty, you get the last word. This is ridiculous.
Marty, let's go.
All right, Jayhawk Marty.
No, that's not. That's Dan. That was Dan in Odessa. Dan, we apologize for that. Show curse.
I just said that.
Dan in Odessa got the show curse there.
Preston in North Kansas City. Go ahead, Preston.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I love Shannon Sharp, so this isn't any hate for Shannon Sharp. But I don't think that, a quarterback running a quarterback sneak is favoring the knee in such a way that it's going to make it more vulnerable. I think it was just a freak accident, and I don't think that any read play call, if you did it 1,000 times, that this would happen again. That's what I think. But I also wanted to say that for all the fans who are saying, oh, this is such a bad call that Andy needs to get fired, there's three eras in my lifetime that have mattered. Marty Schottenheimer, Dick Vermeil, and Andy Reid. And these are the only three eras in which I thought there was any optimism of winning the Super Bowl. And if anybody thinks he needs to get fired, they're crazy.
Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. No, that's stupid. The firing to me, calling for him to be fired, is as stupid as the call he made. But I disagree with you. I know I've been hurt. I know I'm not saying I'm a professional athlete, but I'm hurt. I favor things. You just do it subconsciously. You don't even know you're doing it.
Any doctor will attest to that.
Yeah.
And you see it all the time, especially in the NBA. It starts with a foot problem, and then it moves up to the knee, and then it's the hip, and then it's the back, and then you're Bill Walton.
And then another thing, especially when you know that you're about to run into something that causes pain, you really – think about how you're going to approach it. And Pat will not win back-to-back MVPs, and I put the show stamp approval right on it.
Oh, good for you.
Your chance to win.
Did you tell your son about that?
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in a national cash contest. I thought we were friends. I really did. You're going to just push this with the people? This is with you. You already have them. They remember you in 15. You guys don't have to do it. The report card coming up. And
yeah, send those in.
No, don't do that.
Send that in.
No, turn report your damn card. Mic off. Turn your mic off. God, I hate you.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Now.
All right, final chance for you to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest. Well, final chance here on Show and Vern. Another three opportunities coming up on the drive with Carrington and Sean Levine. Right now, text the word DUCK, D-U-C-K, to 72881. That's DUCK to 72881. Your next chance to win coming up at 2:30. You can find the complete rules at 610sports.com. Message and data rates may apply 8 times every weekday from 9 to 5. Just listen on the 30s and you'll have a chance to win $1,000. Only sports radio station in the city doing this. It's 610 Sports Radio. Again, text the word DUCK, D-U-C-K, to 72881.
I do, before we get to the report card, I do want to touch a couple of things. I think it's really, really, it was really, really fun to see last night greatness form right there with Patrick Mahomes. And when I say greatness, man, I think of a lot of things with greatness. Obviously, your performance on the field and all of that, or whatever sport it is, or whatever thing that you do. But one of the things that really separates a lot of people that are greater are things upstairs and your mindset, especially when you are a part of a team of some sort. And understanding who you are and what you mean and how people will react to you. And last night, one of the real impressive things from Patrick Mahomes was he was so mindful and understanding of what his reaction and how he reacted to the injury, how that could play with the rest of his team. Like, this was a level of leadership that I pushed that really great people are mindful to think of it. And he said that, listen, man, you saw Slick Rick had to pop his kneecap and back into place. You saw in his face, like, he's in pain. Anyone thinking popping a kneecap back into place, you're going to be in pain. But what did his face say? What did his visual say? Think about everything from the time it happened all the way to the end where he's breaking down the huddle. He knew I have got to keep it together. I have got to keep it together. I got to have the look of, all right, everything is going to be all right. It's not as bad as it looks, because it looked bad. There were people over there, like Travis and them said, his knee did not look like it was supposed to be the way it was looking.
Didn't look like a knee.
Yes. Like, and that visual, but him in his face, it just, everything looked like it was all right. He got up, refused the cart. Like, all of that stuff brings, and all of everything he did helps that team get over it better. When they looked over there and said, all right, well, maybe Pat's, someone said their general. Maybe their general is not as hurt as bad as we thought he is. Maybe it's good. He tried to put everybody at ease, and I really believe he was mindful of that. It was a real effort on purpose to say, all right, I've got to keep this together so they don't lose it. And man, I thought he would run off the field to try to get everybody to calm themselves. Mm-hmm. When he was walking off, and he started, it looked like he was making himself walk normal. Like, to try to make himself walk normal.
He tried to pump the crowd up once.
Yes. Did he? Did he throw his hands up like, I'm good. Hey, y'all, I'm good. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he almost looked like he was going to return the way he was walking off. Like, I'm just... And that is a part of greatness to me. In that moment of pain, understanding, hold it together. Pull it together. This is critical to understand in that short period of time how critical it is of me and my reaction to this, and how it could, because that game could have gone down the toilet. I think a bit of his reaction and how much he looked and how much the team felt after seeing him helped, especially right then and there, to make people feel better and more at ease. Man, if he's coming off of a cart,
yeah,
with his hands in his head, with his...
Yeah, you're watching your season roll away.
Yes.
Rather than watching your quarterback surprisingly walk away, which makes you believe that, okay, if we can get through this game, who knows when we could have 15 back out there. Yeah, you listen to Tyreek Hill after the game or Travis Kelce after the game. In the moment, they were all in shock. Tyreek Hill had to get the offensive playmakers together and try to rally the troops. But then when you see Patrick Mahomes walk off the field, I think it's different from anything that we've ever seen from the young man. It's different than after week one. After week one, we talked about how, man, this dude's not one to make excuses. He's not one to Paul Pierce it, milk the injury to make him seem as if he's overcoming
more hurt than
an
really
even
is.
Larger injury. Right. Now, what Patrick Mahomes to me showed yesterday was he's aware of his importance. He's aware of how he's viewed. He understands his role, not just in the locker room, not just in the huddle, but within that organization. He is that beacon of light that makes people want to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, that gets you out of bed in the morning, that gets you excited about showing up to practice. Mahomes, at the age of 24, understands. Now, we've already known the guy is a remarkable leader. A lot of that is a testament to his upbringing, his father, his godfather, and whatnot. But that moment last night, not only refusing the cart, walking off the field and hyping up the crowd, but as you mentioned, breaking the team down afterward, being in the locker room, you didn't have guys looking at his knee. He wasn't showcasing his sleeve or the crutch or whatever he had on that right knee. No, he broke the team down and just solely talked about
like
take care
played.
Of yourself this weekend. Right, it was nothing about, guys, I'm going to work really hard to get back. No, it was he stood there and spoke as if he'll be under center against the Green Bay Packers in a week.
And I think you have to understand. Now, some people I see on the text line are saying, oh, I guess you're treating him like Jesus, like he didn't walk on water. Okay, that's fine. Y'all, be, man, y'all don't do nothing but treat him like Jesus. And now I'm coming. I'm just saying it's incredible to under. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, but you can't win. You know
okay.
that.
It's incredible to understand the fact that in that period, he did not know what, as far as he's concerned, this could be something real serious. Mm-hmm. He ain't know. He didn't know. But yet, he acted like, straight. Mm-hmm. I'm straight. And that is, like, we think about that with players, like, when they have games. Like, if you talk about basketball or baseball, we're moving from game 6 to game 7 or game 5 in a series. You think, like, all right, my best player has to, we've got to see how he reacts to it. I remember, I hate to use this basketball analogy, but I will.
Oh, man.
I remember when Steph acted like a little child after game 6 and he fired his mouthpiece into the stands and or hit somebody in the stands and everything. He's the leader of this group. You're thinking, oh, hell, he didn't look at him. He's not together. He's not together. And Pat thought that stuff through in a matter of moments to understand how – I don't know how people who are questioning that and talking about we're in his pants or whatever like that we're up our ass, get your head up his ass. I just yeah. like that's an amazing thing for a 24-year-old
man,
to
you,
understand.
Hey, you could say I'm up, in his ass or whatever. I don't really care, but that's fine if you want to say that because I feel like this is proper. First of all, well, I'm not going to give you the kid's resume. But at the age of 24, to have the presence of mind to understand how these grown men, he's one of the younger guys in that locker room, to understand that these grown men look to him as a leader, look to him for hope, and if he's in that locker room downtrodden, they're not enjoying this win at home. They're down and wondering what the hell's going to happen to the rest of their season. Again, a lot of these guys are going to make money because of Patrick Mahomes. Mm. A lot of these guys are going to get contracts with a different team after this season because of Patrick Mahomes. If he stands in that locker room and is visibly upset or milking this injury or letting it be known that I'm going to be out for a while, who knows what direction this team heads to, regardless of how energetic Andy tries to act after the game.
Pat can yell and go off on whoever he wants now. Yeah. I mean, that is a respect level. And I get it. Like that time I felt bad. I know you guys were wondering when I crapped my pants and I wasn't able to make it in and I had to throw them drawers away in that Hy-Vee and it was like it was a big show and I wasn't able to be there. And, right. and like, if your leader's crapping his pants at a convenience or at a grocery store, what are we going to do today? And yeah, I get
what'd
it.
You end up doing with those pants?
Those pants? Those yeah. pants? I still got them.
I really hope you would have burned those
pants. Nah, man. It was just the drawers, dog.
Yeah, I know, but then you rode home with your nasty ass in the car, grinding all in those jeans.
I cleaned. Did I take some soap from the hand washing area? You sure did. And I got some. My ass was burning
smooth,
hot, dog. Burning hot when I took them paper towels to clean.
We talk about the leader of the offense, Patrick Mahomes. Frank Clark is the self-claimed leader of the defense. Here's his message to the defense. Far. After the game.
Keep our head down. We can't get too high, can't get too low. You know, there's some mistakes out there we made earlier, but we corrected them. And you can't get too high. You know, it's another win. You know, you got a long season to go. You know, guys get success and have success or have this one game and think, you know, it's over. Think, you know, no, we got a short week. We got a little break. It's not our bye week, but we got a little break. You got to focus, get your body right, and come back, prepared and ready to go for this marathon on Monday.
Listen, I have been fairly hard on Frank Clark, and I've told you at every turn, it is not personal with Frank Clark. I got no problem. I don't like his history and his past, but it is no my criticism of him has nothing to do with my like or dislike for him. I'm just talking about for what he is on the field and what he has been on the field, and he has not been good. But I will always tell you, I'm going to be honest about what I saw and what I see out there. And yesterday, Frank Clark had his breakout performance. Frank Clark was big for this team. You know, there's been moments where many people have tried to come up with these ridiculous, and I know many of you, you don't have to come in and say anything to me anymore. You knew it was ridiculous. You knew as soon as you were sending some of these things to me. You had to come up with these ridiculous things to show that he had been playing well. Like, look at this play that I think a person chipped him and he may have gotten double teamed. Maybe. Like, to show these stop screens where you know this damn well doesn't mean anything about him not making a play. Yesterday, you could watch the game, and not a football savant, Vern, didn't have to watch the game to know, oh, that guy's making an impact. I mean, you noticed 55 out there. Like, he forced multiple holding penalties. God bless his soul, number 72. Good Lord, have mercy. Like, 72, I feel like you guys need to give Cam Irving, I feel like that's what you think Cam Irving has been. What 72 was. Like, Cam Irving had a really bad game against the Colts. He didn't have a game as bad as that kid. Good hell. That guy's terrible. Right? I mean, he's awful. Like, Cam has been so much better than that guy. By the way, he held up pretty well when Andy continued to say, hey, Cam, one more time, man. Go ahead and block Von Miller one-on-one with no help. Please?
Did a real good job.
Got it. I believe Von's stat line, he got lucky. Von nailed somebody, and there was a penalty that pulled the sack back. But I don't believe Von made any plays. I don't think he had a tackle, a sack, or anything. Mm-hmm. But Frank was really good. I mean, like I said, forced not just the two sacks. We always started talking about, Ron, you just love sacks. It ain't about sacks. It's about getting pressures, about making plays. And he was out there impacting and getting pressures along with the two sacks.
He led the team in pressures with six.
Yes, and listen, with that being said, so I'm going to give him his credit. Frank was what you wanted him to be yesterday. All right? Now, with that, because many of you were pulling this number with me when I we tweeted out, like, oh, he's only doing against the Denver defense or Denver offense. Like, I don't think we're at any place where you can be complaining when he leads the team in pressures and gets two sacks and forces holding penalties. I don't give a damn who it is right now. Frank has been struggling to you take it against anybody. But I'm going to be level-headed. I understand who he was playing against. I know number 72 is a prop, is terrible. He's not going to be anything like which he may face the best left tackle in football next week or on Sunday, next Sunday in Bakhtiari for Green Bay. But hey, if he can give you at that at any point, that's what you'll take. And salute to Frank Clark because he stepped up and was big across that defensive line and causing havoc for most of the evening.
As a fan, you just can't have it both ways. As a media member, you can't have it both ways. Every athlete that I've ever dealt with, the one thing that they get angry with fans and media alike about is when you set them up for failure. When you say, man, you haven't done anything. And then when they do something, you go, yeah, but the opponent was trash, or you don't respect the team that they were going up against. Well, then basically he's in a no-win situation, he, of course, being Frank Clark. And there's nothing wrong with giving a guy credit, at least for a solid 72 hours, because let's not get it twisted. When they take on the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings without Patrick Mahomes, there's going to be a ton of pressure on Frank Clark.
Probably
help.
Without Chris Jones.
I guess, yeah. I mean, right? The doc said it could keep him out until November. So the pressure, it's not as if all is well now on the Frank Clark front, but you acknowledge how well he played, and now to be a true star in this game, to earn the contract in any sport, it's about consistency.
I'm going to be honest in everything. I'm not going to – I was honest about my assessment on his performance the first 6 weeks of the season. And I'm going to be honest about what he did yesterday. And he was fantastic yesterday. That was his breakout performance. Had he done that 2 weeks ago, maybe the show stamp of approval would be 6-8, and we'd be all right. But
what is it, though?
5-9.
5-9?
Come
you're
on.
You're not chalking up the Patrick Mahomes? Not
can we do that?
I'll
hold it.
Do you want to spike the football on that one?
No, I'm not going to spike the football on that.
You want to be proud of that?
I'm just saying.
If you missed it.
Right. Pat will not win back-to-back MVPs, and I put the show stamp approval right on it.
Oh, good for you. He said that yesterday prior to the injury.
That's just real, folks. I'm just saying. And I give you credit, Frank. Not going to go crazy. I'm not going to say, oh, the guy they signed for Seattle and made the third highest paid defensive player in football and traded a first and second round pick, there he's ready to roll. Now I'm not going to say nothing crazy like that. But last night, that was big time from Frank Clark.
We'll get to the report card in just a second.
Oh, hell. I was ready to fire that.
Okay. I just wanted everyone to know that coming up at 2 o'clock on the drive, Ian Rappaport will join them at 2:30.
How about that?
And then Dr. David Chow returns to these airwaves at 3:15.
Dave didn't hit all three shows this week, baby.
That's right. So, yeah, Ian Rappaport, 2:30, the drive coming up at 2 o'clock.
All right. We do this each and every Friday to finish the show. It is called the Show and Vern Report Card. Protein Ounce, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Text them on in.
People are realizing. A lot of people didn't know about you crapping your pants at Hy-Vee.
Oh, you guys must be new to the show. Yeah, I had to miss a day because I just took had a little diarrhea. I was trying to come in, man. I was trying to work that day, and I just couldn't.
Because you were sick, at least,
I was,
right?
Yeah, I was sick. Yeah, and I was trying to like fight through it.
Thursday morning
and I just,
dump.
I drove, and I left, and, baby, we had to make a pit stop. And we got in that car right before we hit 29. Uh-oh. Let me go to this Hy-Vee real quick. They got good bathrooms, and it was all she wrote there.
Listener XXL, Vern gets a 69.
Oh, hell yeah.
Serta gets an absent. Show, you get a C for curse.
Show gets a negative F- for hurting Pat. I didn't hurt Pat. Everyone else gets an A. Congrats on the marital union again, Vern. Clint the mailman. Damn, Clint, listener 3. You kidding me? Planned a vacation to Nashville in November to watch the Chiefs-Titans game. Think he'll be back? Nope.
Listener 16, Blue Springs High School Wildcat alum.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O. That used to be one of our cheers right there. Come on, Wildcats. Let's go.
Stupid cheer.
Don't you say that.
From the 913, solid A's across the board this week. For everyone, I was most excited to hear your takes today, given the injury to Patrick Mahomes above anyone else. On 610 Sports Radio, thanks, guys, for being honest and just a little nasty.
Oh, it ain't no little bit coming from this way, baby. Show gets an A, listener 113. Vern, an A for all the missionary work he put in. And Serta gets his Tuesday morning donut score 5 out of 7. 71.4% from listener 13.
Listener 36 Mafia, Vern A, congrats on the marriage. Serta C, you've had better weeks. Pete, you get an A. Arrowhead Pride is the best. And Show, you get an F for the show curse. You got to hold this L.
Listener 207, hey, Show Fatty, please stay away from Pat. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here. Come on, man.
I don't know why I laughed like that.
You know why you laughed, because you enjoyed it.
No, that's not right.
620, Pete and Kramer both get an A. You other idiots get whatever's under an F.
Listener 430, I give the show an A- overall. Congrats, Vern, on getting married and Show for the baby. Serta, keep smashing them buttons like you smashed that wall.
Yeah, he is. I hope Serta gets some this weekend. Listener 1738, Show F, in all caps, screw you and your show curse. Vern, A++, you're a saint. Serta, C, and no reason, Kramer, A. Good filling in.
Listener 59.9, whole show gets an A. I was in San Antonio for work on Monday through Wednesday. Was too busy to listen online. Didn't realize how much I'd miss all the nastiness.
No, that's right, honey. Listener 009.1.5, F's all around. Show for the curse. Vern for not coming in on Monday, even though you were in town. Serta for not coming in today. And Sweeney for bailing on Power Hour.
Listener 500 degrees, so proud of you guys surviving without Serta. Serta gets an F. Show, you get another A. And this Vern guy is a great addition to the show. He sure knows a lot about Kansas City sports coming from Hawaii.
Listener 0523, grades, Mr. Show, A-, Vern, A+, Steve, F. Great week except for Steve being a child and not showing up for work after a concert.
From the 913, no listener number, Vern A. Congrats on the marriage.
The Money Shot.
All right, let's finish with the bang. The Money Shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads. It is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Hey, Spoons, finish them off, man.
I want to take the weekend a bit of a serious note. I was really, really annoyed by the Asbury United Methodist Church They're putting a healing service. This was even before the knee injury. A healing service for Patrick Mahomes' ankle. Listen, man, I understand that sports fans are superstitious and it gets away from you. But it feels like the church is supposed to be different. The church is out here putting together prayer services. I mean, I hate to be the a-hole, but aren't there other things happening around this city where a prayer service could be put together? Maybe we should come together with some of these deaths that are happening in this city. Are you doing a prayer service for all the killing that is happening in this city? And okay. We're doing a prayer service for...
You just made it real.
An ankle, and that's just truly real. Yeah. An ankle for a guy going to work? I'm sorry,
I don't feel like that's unique, though. Maybe that's just because I got that Wisconsin background and they pray for the Packers everywhere.
But they're making a public thing for a media thing to put it. They're putting it up on the outside of their church. I'm telling you, I would never attend that church again. If I were a member of that church, like how many people at the church got a sprained wrist or something that is giving them problems at work? Are we doing a full prayer?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.